Welcome to Optimize Your Retirement, presented by Higher Ground Financial Group. This is the radio show and podcast dedicated to helping you navigate common financial challenges on the path to a successful retirement. Tax attorney Daniel Rasby and his father, Raz, have a passion for guiding people towards financial freedom by helping individuals understand and reduce the three biggest retirement killers: risk, fees, and taxes. Now, let's begin. Here's your host, tax attorney Daniel Rasby.
Let's talk about Roth conversions. A lot of people ask us about Roth conversions and what does it even mean? What is a Roth IRA? First of all, let's talk about that. Difference between Roth and a traditional IRA or 401k.
Well, most people have been putting away money in their 401k or IRA, SEP or simple or whatever, for a long period of time because pensions kind of went away. And so the only other option was these IRAs or 401ks.
And it's great, right? You defer the taxes, so you don't pay taxes now.
Yeah, well, it was fine when the taxes were much higher, but right now we're in a fairly low tax environment. And so people are finding out that they're deferring now and their taxes might be going up very soon and end up paying more money.
Right. So the tax rates are going up in about 2 years or so in 2026. It makes sense maybe to pay some more tax now in order to not pay a lot more later. So
how do we do that? So there's something called a Roth IRA. Roth IRA is still a taxed favored account, so it's a qualified account, but you pay the taxes now and you never pay taxes again. Now, some of you may not qualify. You may make too much money. If you're making over a certain amount of money, you can't put money in Roth, but you can do two things. One, if you have a 401k, you probably have a Roth option in the 401k.
And there's no income cap on Roth 401k contributions.
And two is if you want to do a backdoor Roth, then you can convert an IRA to a Roth, pay the taxes, and let it grow tax-free.
So is there any income limit or any maximum amount you can do on a backdoor Roth or a Roth conversion?
No, see, neither of those have any limitations. Backdoor Roth, you could be making $1 million a day. It doesn't matter. And say with 401k, you can put whatever the max is available. And even if you have the catch-up, you can put the catch-up in. Now, whatever the company's going to match, that's obviously going to be tax-deferred, but your share can be tax-free.
If you're approaching retirement and you have these required distributions coming up, how does a Roth conversion work?
Well, with the Roth conversion, once you convert to Roth, you don't have required minimum distributions. So if you don't need to take the money out and you really don't want a cascading tax effect, and we'll talk about that in a minute, then you know having it in a Roth is in your best interest because then you can let it sit and grow and you leave it to your children and nobody pays taxes.
So let's use an example. Let's say I have $1 million in my 401k. I've been working all my life. Now I'm approaching retirement age. I have $1 million in my 401k. And I want to do some conversions to convert to Roth. So what is step one? Step one is I have to move it out of the 401k.
Correct.
Because most 401ks do not allow to convert.
So if you are still working at the job and you're under 59 and a half, you probably cannot do this. If you have left the job and you have an old 401k, you can roll that into an IRA and then convert it. And if you're over 59 and a half and you're still working, you can still roll most places. You can roll out the money out of the 401k into an IRA and then convert it.
So when I move from the 401k to the IRA, there's no tax yet.
No.
And then I can choose how much to convert each year.
Yeah, and that's where you should have the advice of a tax attorney, like yourself, Daniel,
yes,
that can figure out exactly how much to maximize the tax benefit for yourself.
So if you want to know your specific number, what's the optimal amount to convert from IRA to Roth IRA each year, then you should reach out to us. Go to riskfeestaxes.com and schedule a free meeting so we can talk to you and about your specific situation and give you fiduciary advice about how much is the appropriate amount to convert to Roth. So let's follow this along a little more. So we do this conversion. Let's say out of my $1 million, I move it to an IRA, and now I'm going to convert $100,000 this year. So $100,000 gets added to my tax, you know, taxable income, and I pay tax at my current rates for what that $100,000 is. And
right
now at the end of the year, I have a bill. So where is the money going to come from to pay the taxes?
So you have a couple of different choices. You can take it out of the IRA. That'll reduce the amount of money in there, which we don't normally recommend. If there's any possible way to bring money in from any other source, it's much better because you can't always put money into an IRA, but you can always take it out of a Roth IRA. So if you took money from someplace else, you know, rob Peter to pay Paul, so to speak, then once it's in the Roth IRA, and you can take it back out to pay off anything you want or use it as a cash reserves or anything.
So we had a client once that she didn't want to withhold money from the IRA to pay the tax on the conversion because she wanted to keep all the investment where it was. So she took a home equity line of credit out and used that to pay the taxes. And she's figuring, look, if I ever want to pay off the house, it's very easy. I just take a withdrawal out of my Roth IRA, tax-free, and I can pay off the house. But if the other way around does not work, where if you withhold the money from the IRA to pay the tax, now your balance is less in that IRA. And later, if you come up with the money to pay it, well, it's too bad. You can't contribute more to that Roth IRA. You're limited by income and by amount of contribution each year.
Now, hold on a second, Daniel. What about that five-year rule I've been hearing about?
So yes, the Roth conversions do have a five-year rule, and there's a couple different five-year rules. Number one is if you're under 59 and a half, you do need to wait 5 years after you convert the money to Roth before you can start spending it.
Or if you turn 65. Or so that's 59 and a half.
59 and a half. So once you're over 59 and a half, then there's a different five-year rule that applies. It only applies to the growth that happens after the conversion. So in my example, I convert $100,000 this year to Roth. I pay the taxes from some other bucket. So now I have $100,000 in my Roth IRA. Next year goes by, the year after goes by, now it's worth $120,000. The market grew. If I want to take a withdrawal, I can take the $100,000 out. But if I want to take the extra $20,000 of growth, I have to wait 3 more years until 5 years have passed since my Roth conversion. Then I can spend all of it. But the principal, you can spend right away anytime you want.
Okay. Now, what if I'm 58 and I convert that same $100,000 to Roth? Can I use it when I'm 59?
You still have to wait the 5 years, unfortunately. If you're close enough to 59 and a half, you're going to have to wait 5 years before the withdrawal. But again, that part of that has to do with how many other Roth accounts you have open. When was the earliest you opened an account? So there's a lot of other moving parts. It's a lot more simple if you just imagine 59 and a half as the magic number that this is when you are allowed to start taking money out. There are some exceptions to that. So again, make an appointment with us. It's a free consultation. It will be a Zoom call if you want to go to riskfeestaxes.com and meet with a tax attorney on how to reduce your taxes and minimize your tax in retirement.
So do I have to convert all of it at the same time? If I, you know, like you said, we have $1 million. I move that $1 million out of my IRA into Roth. Do I have to do it all to Roth at the same time? That'll put me in the highest tax bracket.
No, you don't. In fact, that's one of the things we work with our clients to figure out is what is the optimal amount, how to optimize the taxes so that you minimize what you pay. And every year you can convert a different amount. Maybe this year, $62,000 is the number. Maybe next year you convert $238,000. Whatever the proper amount is to convert to Roth, that's what we help you figure out. And we often get people asking us, well, how much does it really save me? Is it really going to save me a lot of money in taxes? And the answer really depends on you. I mean, are you married? How much income do you have? How much is in your IRA? What are you planning to do with the money?
Do you have children? Do you want to leave a legacy? You want that money to go to the children?
So that's probably the biggest piece, right? Do you have somebody that you want to leave this money to? Because right now, the worst possible asset you can leave to kids and grandkids is an IRA or 401k, because they have to pay that tax within 10 years. They cannot stretch it out over their lifetime.
And you know what? By the time you die, normally your kids are going to be in their 50s and 60s in their highest earning years, and they're going to be probably in the highest tax bracket.
Exactly. So we don't want to pass that tax burden on to the kids. If you are planning on leaving a legacy, you want to try to minimize those taxes during your lifetime. And generally speaking, and this is a rough estimate, for every dollar you pay in taxes, you'll probably save about $2 over your lifetime if you count you and your kids on that Roth conversion. So it is definitely a savings, a big savings in taxes. But also, tax rates are going up. I have never met a single person that thinks tax rates will go down overall over their lifetime. Everybody expects tax rates to go up. You see on the news, you know, what the Congress is doing. They keep spending money and the debt keeps getting bigger and bigger. They got to get the money from somewhere. And eventually, they'll have to raise taxes. So anything you can get rid of and prepay on those taxes so that you never get taxed again, it's a really good deal.
So think about it like this. So you're kind of like in a partnership with the government, right? You own this business, you're doing all the work, but the government is a silent partner. And they right now, they might be in a 12% or 22% tax or percentage of the partnership, but they can change that partnership without your permission to 30, 35, 40, 45%, whatever they want.
So you and I are partners, and we have our partnership agreement for ownership of our firm, Higher Ground Financial Group. And if one of us can just change without the other person's permission how much we own of that company, that would really be a bad deal. We want to get out of that partnership as soon as possible.
Absolutely.
Right? So most of us don't think that way when we're talking about our finances and our retirement plans. You might think you have $1 million in your 401k, but you really don't. You only have $700,000 in the 401k. And the government has a 30% share in there, which they can change at any time. So you need to dissolve that partnership while you still can before they change the partnership agreement.
It could be 30% today, but tomorrow it could be 35%.
Exactly.
42%. We don't know because they can change the rules without our permission.
So you want to dissolve that partnership as soon as possible and kind of get your money out of the purview of the IRS. Now, this is, again, for most people. Not everybody would benefit from a Roth conversion. If you have a lot of charity in mind, you want to leave this IRA to charity, well, then it doesn't really make sense to pay the taxes because when you leave it to charity, the charity won't pay any tax to receive it. So
that's something called a QCD, right?
Yeah, you could do a qualified charitable distribution. You could do up to $100,000 at a time directly from your IRA, and only if you're over 70 and a half.
And that's a key point. It has to go directly from the IRA. You can't take the RMD out first and then do it because then you got to pay taxes.
But and you can still get a deduction, but it's not worth as much as if you can do it above the line. So it's better to do it if you're over 70 and a half. Or like I was mentioning before, if your legacy plan is to leave this chunk of money from the IRA to your church or something like that, then you'll have no tax due at that time. So then there's no reason to pay it early. But if you want to leave to beneficiaries, you want to leave to your children, and especially if you're young now and you're not well into your retirement years already, then converting to Roth is one of the best things you can do. Don't defer taxes. I know it hurts to pay taxes now, but it's definitely better to pay a little bit more tax now than to pay a lot more later. And for most of the clients that we analyze when they go to our website and meet with us, most people do save quite a bit of money by doing Roth conversions. The key is to decide and figure out how much to do at a time.
There's a lot of different things you would take a look at. One, it may not be the best thing for you. Now, normally it is. Normally it's best to convert to Roth, but it may not be the best thing for you. Number two is where do you come up with the money to pay the taxes on the Roth?
Right.
Number three, how much should I convert? And should I convert all of it or should I convert some of it? And at the end of the day, maybe some of it should stay in a regular IRA. Some of it should be in a Roth. It depends on a lot of different things. It depends on really what it is that I want long-term from myself and for my family.
Right. And so really when we put together a plan for our clients, we work on all three of the biggest killers in retirement. And the biggest killers in retirement are risk, fees, and taxes. So if you go to that website, riskfeestaxes.com, then you'll be able to schedule a free Zoom call with us, and we'll be happy to meet you on the video and share some ideas and thoughts with you and give you fiduciary advice that's specific to your situation to save you the most possible on taxes.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Optimize Your Retirement. To take the next step and receive personalized guidance tailored to your specific financial situation, schedule your free call with tax attorney Daniel Rasby. Visit riskfeestaxes.com. That's riskfeestaxes.com. Or call 888-263-HGFG. That's 888-263-4434. We look forward to hearing from you.
Any examples used are for illustrative purposes only and do not take into account your particular investment objectives, financial situation, or needs, and may not be suitable for all investors. It is not intended to predict the performance of any specific investment and is not a solicitation or recommendation of any investment strategy. Higher Ground Financial Group does not provide securities investment advice. No part of this program should be construed as advice to buy, hold, or sell any security. Any mention of securities is incidental and for educational purposes only. Legal and tax advice provided through Higher Ground Legal Incorporated pursuant to signed retainer agreement, if applicable.